Chapter 4. Elizabeth held up my phone for me, so I took it and glanced at the missed calls.
We brought it for you in case he calls back. He's already called twice, but so far he hasn't left a voicemail. Doesn't anybody just text anymore?
Norma sighed beside me.
I highly doubt that Optimo has anything to say that couldn't just be communicated through a text instead. I highly doubt that Optimo has anything to say, period. And he sure as shit doesn't have anything to say that I want to hear, unless... I mean, aren't you kind of worried that he might know something? Yeah, why else would he call you all of a sudden? Maybe he knows something, or, like, suspects something.
Maybe. I shrugged. But I bet he doesn't know that we have a copy of his DNA, or that I'm about to make a synthetic version of it for myself.
That's fair, but...
My phone started to buzz in my hands before Norma could finish her thought, so I glanced down and saw that, sure enough, it was Optimo again. I just rolled my eyes. Oh, clearly Optimo didn't know how to take no for an answer.
So you're really not going to answer him?
I said and shrugged again. No, I don't plan to.
But don't you want to know what he has to say?
Nope, I said with a smirk. I can guess pretty much everything that Optimo has to say to me, so I don't feel like wasting time in some kind of back and forth with that asshole.
Well, that makes sense. He's just called a bunch of times, so maybe, I don't know, maybe it's actually important?
The call ended, but there was no notification of any voicemail. Somehow I doubt that anything Optimo wants to say is that important. But then, just a few seconds later, Optimo started to call again. Oh. This guy really doesn't know when to quit, does he? I rolled my eyes. All right, then, let's see what happens when we send him straight to voicemail instead of just letting it ring. I declined the call and grinned as I imagined Optimo's rage on the other end. Oh, this time we only had to wait a few seconds before a voicemail notification popped up, just like I had expected. I knew that the smug superhero might have been able to resist the urge to leave a voicemail when he thought that he might actually talk to me. But the moment he realized I had declined his call, he would have to leave a message to tell me exactly why that was such a huge mistake. Optimo's powers might be impressive, but his behavior was just predictable. Of course, that's what happened when somebody relied on their powers from the time they were born, instead of someone like me, who had earned and created every dollar and every ounce of power that I had.
Are you at least going to listen to the voicemail?
Yeah, sure, I said with a shrug. I'm curious, and this beats the hell out of actually having to talk to him. I played the voicemail on speaker so we could all hear it.
Listen here, Miles Nelson.
Optimo's message began.
I know you think you're so smart.
Oh, I don't think I'm smart. I know I am.
But you can't hide out in Grayville forever.
Optimo continued.
You think you and your little friends are safe now. And maybe you've even gone to hide out somewhere else. But I know you'll come back to Pinnacle City sooner or later. Maybe you'll even come back to fight me, because you think that you can actually take on the world's biggest superhero.
More like the superhero with the biggest ego,
Elizabeth said as she rolled her eyes.
Well, let me tell you right now.
The voicemail went on.
You don't stand a chance against my powers, evil genius. Not you. Not that floaty blonde bitch. And not even Dynamo can stand against me. So just know that whenever you do finally come back home with your tail tucked between your legs, I'm gonna wreck your fucking face. I'm going to fucking kill you, Miles. And I don't care who knows it. So just... Yeah, I'm gonna kill you.
The message ended there, so I just slipped my phone into my pocket. His voicemail was exactly what I had expected it to be, but it was also a little more helpful than I had anticipated. Now I knew for sure that Optimo had no idea we were back in town, and I fully intended to keep it that way.
Ugh, what an asshole,
Norma said as she folded her arms across her chest.
He didn't even mention me.
Or me.
Eileen added.
Yeah, at least Dan Slade knew that I existed. Even if he did always call me Nora. Slade was an asshole, too.
Elizabeth said as she reached over to squeeze Norma's arm.
If Optimo doesn't understand how valuable you are, then he's just as much of an idiot as Slade was. Thanks, Dynamo.
Norma said with a smile.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm super happy to be on Optimo's radar, personally. I don't like being called just a floaty blonde bitch, you know?
Oh, I think it's a good thing.
Excuse me?
The blonde levitation specialist demanded. It means he's super pissed. He couldn't even contain himself on a voicemail, but he was so mad that he couldn't think of any better insults or any better threats, other than he's just going to kill me.
And if he is that angry, then he must be very frustrated.
Eileen said.
That does fit Optimo's past behavioral patterns.
Yes, absolutely. You heard him. He thinks we're still in Grayville, or maybe somewhere else, but he definitely doesn't think we're in Pinnacle City. I bet he's going fucking crazy that he can't get to us right now.
And the angrier he gets, the less rational he'll be. And the less rational he is, the easier he will be to fight. I guess that does make sense. So his voicemail doesn't change our plans at all, right?
Nope. That actually just confirms them. Since he still doesn't know that we're back in Pinnacle City, we can go ahead and deploy these decoys to make damn sure that it stays that way.
Did you already finish them?
Well, just about. Then, after we send out the decoys to another city, I'll also plant some stories in the news about how I'm doing some ribbon-cutting events in the same city, that type of thing.
That should definitely throw him off our scent.
Norma said, and then pounded her fist into her palm.
At least long enough for us to crush him.
That's the idea. Now, I really just need to work on the decoys' voices and Eileen's ability to control them, and then they should be ready for the field.
I can work on that now.
My beautiful android announced. Why don't the two of you go upstairs? I told Eileen and Norma. You can use the recording room, and Norma can say a few phrases that Eileen will be able to imitate remotely, just like she'll be able to move both our decoys remotely.
What about you, boss? Don't you need to record some phrases, too?
I already have enough to work with from my creator,
Eileen said.
There are enough recordings and clippings of him in prior news conferences that I can use.
Then I guess we better get to work on some for me, too. Damn, now I wish that I had already workshopped some of my better catchphrases. Do you have a lot of them?
Elizabeth smiled.
Well, no, that's the point, isn't it? Now my decoy can't even say cool stuff because I didn't work on it in time.
Nobody needs catchphrases. That kind of shit belongs to the wardens, not us. We just need a couple clippings of things that you would actually say, that's all.
Okay, whatever you say, boss.
Despite Eileen's protests that she could record Norma from anywhere in the house, my mousy assistant insisted that my android come upstairs with her, so she didn't have to talk to a blank wall in the soundproof recording room. As soon as the elevator doors closed behind them, I turned back toward Penumbra and Elizabeth. What about you two? Aren't you going back to the gym?
Actually,
Elizabeth said, with a sly glance at the other woman.
We were talking, and we kind of... Well, we kind of thought that we might be able to get in a different kind of workout down here with you.
Oh, really? I raised an eyebrow.
You seem surprised. We talked about it, and, well, let's just blow off some steam and have a good time.
Well, who am I to argue with Dynamo and Penumbra? I grinned. You are two of the most powerful superheroines I know, after all.
Damn right.
Then the two of you better get your asses over to that couch and take your clothes off. Actually, why don't you take each other's clothes off?
Only if we get to take yours off, too.
Oh, don't worry. You will. The two superheroines strode over toward the couch on the other side of the cellar, and they both competed to see who could sway their hips more and get more of my attention as I followed them. But luckily for them, there was more than enough of me to go around, and I planned to make sure that both gorgeous women got equal amounts of attention from me. As soon as Elizabeth and Penumbra reached the couch in front of the big projection screen, they turned toward each other and started to pull each other's tank tops off. There was just a slight sheen of sweat down the center of Elizabeth's chest that ran down inside her sports bra. But even though Penumbra had just come from the gym, too, it looked like she had floated away every drop of sweat from her own body. Once both women stood in front of each other in just their shorts and sports bras, I sank down onto the couch, spread my arms out across the back of it, and leaned back to watch them together. After a quick glance at me, Elizabeth slipped her arms around the blonde's waist and started to unhook the other woman's bra. But by the time my girlfriend had flung aside Penumbra's bra, the blonde superheroine had already floated Elizabeth's right off of her body. It turned out that there were even more perks to the levitation specialist's powers than I had realized.
What do you think, Miles?
Elizabeth purred as she pressed her tits up against the other woman's chest.
Should we keep taking each other's clothes off, or maybe we should stop and kiss each other first?
No. Well, I won't argue with that either, I said with a grin. My gorgeous girlfriend turned back toward the blonde superheroine and leaned in to kiss her. At first, Penumbra hesitated, and every time she kissed Elizabeth, she pulled back with a shy smile before she leaned forward and kissed her again. But as I watched my two beautiful women enjoy each other, Penumbra slowly started to relax, and in just a few minutes, Penumbra was so deep into their kiss that she accidentally floated both women up a few feet into the air. "Ah, don't forget your shoes," I snickered. Elizabeth pulled her tongue back from where it had been buried in the other woman's mouth and suddenly realized that she was floating above the ground. She pulled Penumbra even tighter against her, but the blonde just laughed and slowly lowered them back down to the floor.
"My bad,"
Penumbra said, and then she kicked off her sneakers once she touched the ground again.
"Your girlfriend just tastes really good, Miles."
"I know. And so do you, Veronica."
"Yeah, she really does,"
Elizabeth said as she licked her lips.
"But right now, I'd really like to taste you, Miles." "Oh, me too."
"Then you better hurry up and finish taking off the rest of your clothes first," I said with a smile. Elizabeth and Penumbra both pulled their shorts and the rest of their clothes off so fast that they might as well have had super speed as one of their powers. As soon as all their clothes were scattered across the lounge in the cellar, they slipped their arms around each other again. This time they only kissed for another minute or two before they pulled away and turned toward me.
"What about now?"
Penumbra bit her lip.
"Do you think we can taste you now?"
"Oh, yeah. I think you've earned that." Elizabeth was the first to move toward me, and I felt my cock grow rock hard as I watched her walk over toward the couch. Her generous hips swayed back and forth like they could move fucking mountains. Her perfect tits rose and fell with each breath, and her long black hair rocked back and forth in a high ponytail. As soon as my girlfriend reached me, she knelt in front of me on the couch, slid her hand up my inner thigh, and then turned to hold out her other hand toward Penumbra. The levitation specialist half floated and half ran forward to join her, and her perky boobs bounced up and down the whole time. As soon as the slender blonde knelt beside the other woman, she ran her hand up my other leg, so both gorgeous women looked up at me like they couldn't wait to take me in their mouths.
"It's only fair if you take your pants off, too,"
Penumbra said as she formed her lips into a perfect pout.
"How else are we supposed to taste you?"
I grinned and let my women slide my pants to the floor, followed shortly by the rest of my clothes. As soon as I sat back down on the couch, Elizabeth kept her gaze fixed on my face while she ran her hands up and down my inner thigh to tease me. But while the black-haired superheroine was busy teasing me, Penumbra couldn't tear her eyes away from the sight of my stiff cock. So before I could even say anything, the blonde shifted forward and gently wrapped her lips around the tip of my shaft. Elizabeth slid one hand up to grasp my shaft right beside the blonde's lips, and as she tightened her grip, she slowly started to massage my cock up and down. At the same time, Penumbra began to take a little more of me into her mouth, until finally her lips started to slide down my shaft so much that my girlfriend had to move her hand out of the way. Instead, the black-haired superheroine just used her hands to grasp the back of the other woman's head, and then she pushed her down even further onto my stiff cock. Penumbra gave a little startled sound, but it was muffled by my shaft as it thrust deeper into her throat. So the blonde just looked up at me with her pale blue eyes and let Elizabeth push her down even more. "Fuck, that feels good," I groaned as Penumbra's lips slid up and down along my hard shaft. Her tongue started to massage along the sides of my shaft at the same time, and all I could think about was how much I wanted to come in her mouth so she would swallow all of my seed. The more she looked up at me while she took me in her mouth, the more I felt the climax build up inside me. So the next time she slid all the way down onto me, I slipped my hands around Elizabeth's and held the blonde's head in place. "Oh, Ugh! I groaned again, and then I thrust my cock even deeper into the back of her throat. The next time I shoved my cock into her mouth, I finally let myself come. I felt the climax explode from the tip of my shaft, and Penumbra gagged a little more as my cream poured into her. Elizabeth and I held her in place, so Penumbra just buried her head against me even more until I felt her swallow every last bit of my cum. Fuck. Yes. I sighed when I released my grip on the blonde's hair. Penumbra slowly slid her lips back off of my dick and licked her lips.
God damn. Oh, your cum tastes amazing, Miles. I just want to swallow it all over again.
I bet you do. But I think it's only fair that Elizabeth gets a chance, too.
Oh, for sure.
Penumbra said as she rocked back on her heels.
You just tell me what to do and I'll do it.
Well, first, I want Elizabeth to climb up here on my lap, I said with a smile. But let's reverse cowgirl it so Veronica can go down on Elizabeth at the same time.
I like the sound of that.
My superpowered girlfriend said as she hopped up to her feet. Immediately, Elizabeth turned around and wiggled her firm ass in my face before she spread her legs and started to lower herself down toward my waiting cock. The sight of her muscular ass was enough to make my cock hard as a titanium rod again, so I grasped my shaft and guided it toward her narrow slit. As soon as my tip pushed just inside her slick entrance, Elizabeth started to lower herself even more onto me until her ass finally reached my thighs, and I was all the way inside her tight tunnel. Her pussy felt so good as it massaged the sides of my cock that at first I just let her slowly grind up and down against me while I closed my eyes and just enjoyed the sensation of her body. When I heard Penumbra adjust her position on her knees, I opened my eyes again in time to see the blonde's head disappear in front of my girlfriend's entrance. She leaned forward and started to lick and suck Elizabeth's clit, so every time my girlfriend slowly grinded her hips against mine, Penumbra grinded her tongue against Elizabeth's pussy until all three of us found a perfect rhythm together. Every now and then, I felt Penumbra's tongue graze against my cock in between my thrusts into Elizabeth, and the feeling of her tongue plus Elizabeth's tight tunnel was enough to drive me fucking crazy. Both women felt so good, and from the way that my girlfriend had started to moan, I guessed that it felt just as good to her, too. I want you to come for me, Elizabeth.
I'm close. Just a little.
But she didn't have to finish that sentence. Instead, Elizabeth suddenly arched her back and screamed as her climax swept over her whole body. Her muscles spasmed against me, so I just gripped her hips and pulled her even further down onto my cock, and she let out another breathless scream right after her first one.
Oh my God!
She moaned as her legs trembled against mine.
Oh my God, that felt so good. Oh, the three of us should really do this more often.
Well, we're not done yet.
Oh, really?
Penumbra chirped as she raised her head from Elizabeth's clit. Oh, I promise, I said with a smirk. Elizabeth started to stand up, but I tightened my grip on her ass so she wouldn't go anywhere. She glanced over her shoulder at me, but before she could even ask how I wanted her next, she just leaned back and kissed me. I slid one hand up to grip her hair, and then I leaned deeper into our kiss until I finally released her to turn back around and face forward. Oh, you're not going anywhere, I told my girlfriend. Well, actually, it's more like I'm not going anywhere.
Just tell me where you want me. I'm happy for any position that you want to try.
Oh, good, I said with a grin, because I want you to get on all fours. I stood up at the same time as my girlfriend, so my stiff cock stayed inside her tight tunnel, and then Elizabeth slowly knelt on the thick rug on her hands and knees in front of Penumbra. I dropped to my knees right behind her so I could keep my dick inside her slick entrance, and then I pulled out just a little before I thrust back into her again. Penumbra must have already read my mind, because the moment that Elizabeth got on her hands and knees, the blonde superheroine wriggled backward until her narrow slit was directly underneath my girlfriend's face.
Oh.
Elizabeth smiled.
Have I mentioned lately how much I like the way you think, Miles?
Hmm. A few times. But you're always welcome to tell me again.
I love the way your mind works.
My gorgeous girlfriend told me. And then she dropped down onto her forearms, so she could go down on the other woman. Penumbra leaned back onto her elbows as Elizabeth started to kiss the blonde's waiting entrance, and the sight of my beautiful girlfriend's face, buried in the blonde's pussy, made my cock even stiffer than before. I pulled out and plunged back into her, and then I started to pump my hips faster and faster as I plowed her narrow tunnel. Every time I thrust into Elizabeth again, her head bounced a little more against Penumbra's entrance, but it only made her tongue grind more against the blonde until both women started to breathe faster and harder.
Oh, oh shit!
Just as the blonde superheroine came, she collapsed back against the rug while her whole body trembled. But the moment that she started to climax, I slammed my cock into Elizabeth's tunnel again, but this time I didn't pull back out, and instead just slowly grinded my cock around in circles inside her.
Oh, Miles! Oh, Miles!
My superpowered girlfriend fell forward against Penumbra's pussy, and then both women just shivered until their climaxes finally finished. When they were done, Elizabeth pushed herself back up onto her hands, and the blonde levitation specialist propped herself up on her elbows again.
I know that at this point I shouldn't be surprised that you made me come twice so fast, but... Oh, goddamn, Miles, that was impressive.
Well, then let's see if we can set a record and make Penumbra come a second time even faster.
Oh, yes, please.
The blonde said as she bit her lip. Then you stay right where you are, I said, and then slowly pulled out of Elizabeth's dripping pussy. My black-haired girlfriend moved to the side so I could lower myself down on top of the other superheroine. As I guided my cock toward Penumbra's waiting entrance, Elizabeth dropped down and began to kiss the blonde, first on the lips and then down her neck and across her chest, until she reached the other woman's small but firm tits.
Oh, just like that?
Penumbra moaned as Elizabeth began to suck on her hard nipples, and I started to plunge my cock deeper into her.
Who are you talking to?
Elizabeth raised her head for just a second with a grin.
Oh, both of you. Oh, my God, why do you feel so good?
Oh, I think you and I must make a really good team, Elizabeth, I said with a smirk.
Fuck! Yes, you do!
Elizabeth was too busy sucking and playing with the blonde's nipples to answer with anything more than a muffled moan of pleasure. While my girlfriend continued to kiss every inch of Penumbra's skin, I propped the blonde's legs up on my shoulders so I could thrust even deeper into her tight pussy. Elizabeth just adjusted her position so she could still kiss the other woman, and at the same time I slid my cock in and out of Penumbra's wet entrance fast enough to make her gasp, but slow enough to feel every inch of her tunnel as it gripped my shaft like a glove.
Oh, God! Oh, Miles!
Her whole body spasmed underneath me, but I held myself back and didn't let myself come just yet. Instead, I just enjoyed the feeling of her legs as they quivered against me until her body finally relaxed and mellowed into the last of her climax. When the blonde completely sank back against the thick carpet again, I pulled out of her slick pussy, lowered her legs back down to the floor, and then turned toward Elizabeth with a smile. Still want a taste? I smirked as I stood up.
Yes, please.
My girlfriend said, as she inched closer to me across the rug. As soon as she was close enough, Elizabeth wrapped her lips around my slick cock and slid her mouth down to swallow the whole shaft. Her tongue grazed back and forth, and at the same time her lips tightened just enough around my dick so that I felt every inch of her movements. Oh, fuck. I growled, and then with one final thrust I finally let myself come. As my cream poured into the beautiful superheroine's mouth, her turquoise eyes went a little bit wider, but she didn't budge. Instead, she just swallowed and then swallowed again until she had taken all of my cum. After I pumped my hips into her mouth one more time, she licked up the last of my seed and then slowly pulled her lips back off of my cock. God, you feel good.
So do you. You know,
Penumbra panted from her position on the floor.
The last one of mine was so strong that I'm like, pretty sure it should, count as more than one.
I'll make a note of that. Do you need help up off the floor?
No, I'm good.
The blonde said with a little wave of her hands.
Just give me, like, a second. Thank you, Miles. You're really something.
I know. Now, come on. You two can help me finish up the decoys, so we can go ahead and get them out in the field.
I don't know if I'll be very helpful, but if you need me to increase the mass of anything and just float something over to you, then I'm your girl.
Oh, I know you are, I said with a wink. But don't worry, I'm basically done with the decoys. I just need to set them both up with a voice box in case they need to say anything to anyone.
How will you make it not sound like a robot's voice?
Elizabeth asked as she started to pull her clothes back on. I'll implant one of the special speakers that I've designed, and nobody will be able to tell the difference. After all, that's why Eileen sounds so human when she speaks.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's true. Sometimes I forget that she's an android, like, you actually created her and everything.
She is my masterpiece. Or one of them, anyway.
But these decoys...
Elizabeth paused as she slipped her shirt over her head.
They're not actual androids, right? They're just regular robots, I guess.
Yep, exactly. They don't have any kind of artificial intelligence, but they'll be able to respond to basic prompts, and they'll be able to say a few phrases, too.
And Eileen will control the movements, right?
Yes, and she'll also activate their voices if she needs to. I don't plan for them to have to speak at all. I just want to be prepared in case they need to say a couple things. So then if they run into any news crews or anything else, Optimo will have no reason to doubt that they're really Norma and me. After we had all gotten dressed again, I went to work on the decoys to finish them up, while both women kept me company. Like I had told them, it didn't take me long to finish up the two robotic versions of my nerdy assistant and myself, so by the time Eileen and Norma came back down into the cellar, I had just finished with them. "Did you finish?" I asked Norma.
"Yeah, basically,"
my mousy assistant replied, as she tried to tuck her brown hair back behind her ears.
"I wanted to try out a few more phrases, but Eileen got an alert, so we had to call it a day."
"What kind of alert?"
Penumbra asked as she floated up and over one of the work tables to join us.
The CEO of Warden's Corp, Roger Barry, has just returned to his condo.
Eileen said in her sultry voice.
Other than his security team, he appears to be alone. And based on his usual patterns, now would be a logical time to strike.
Fucking perfect. Can you run the CDS on his condo building and check to see what the chances are that he might have a guest over later tonight?
I have already run the algorithms based on CCTV footage in the condo lobby.
My beautiful android replied.
Barry should not receive any guests for the rest of the night.
Then let's go get him.
Like right now?
Hell yeah.
It's a good night for a little corporate headhunting, don't you think?
Norma grinned. That's not the worst joke you've come up with. But we can still workshop it.
Hey, I'll take it.
Then let's suit up. Eileen, I want you to stay here to keep working on Optimo's synthetic DNA. And I also want you to get these two decoys out of town so they can go ahead and start to throw Optimo off our trails even more.
As you wish, Creator.
While Eileen took charge of the two decoys, the rest of us got changed and headed to the soccer mom minivan in the garage. I slipped into the driver's seat, Norma called shotgun, and Penumbra and Elizabeth both hopped into the back. As I backed out of the garage, I was careful to avoid the second van beside mine, since Eileen would use that to pilot the decoys remotely out of town. It would have been flashier to send them in on a helicopter, but that didn't fit my style. So I figured that I might as well be consistent. Eileen sent the address of the CEO's condo to my GPS, so I immediately started to drive toward downtown Pinnacle City. My mansion wasn't exactly close to the center of the city, but that was just the way I liked it. After all, that was half of the appeal of my lakefront mansion. It was remote enough that I could do basically whatever I wanted out here, and no one would ever know. But it still wasn't completely in the middle of nowhere if I wanted to grab a nice dinner or some drinks downtown. When we reached the condo building, I circled around once, just so I could take a look at all the entrances and exits. But there was really only one entrance in and out of the massive high-rise. That meant we would need to go in through the main doors, and the only way to do that was to disable the doorman and all the security cameras inside the building. Then we just had to take out one security team and one piece of shit CEO, and we'd be that much closer to the total destruction of the Warden's Corp. And that much closer to the destruction of fucking Optimo himself.